This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We're going to have our share on Parshas Vayechi, five electrifying Divrei Torah on Parshas Vayechi. We're going to learn from our sheets on the Parsha. Please go to our site, rabbidg.com. We have available every Shabbos, Divrei Torah in English, called Elevate Your Shabbos Table. It's available to print out from our site, as well as in Lashon HaKodesh from the Ben La'ashri. Actually, tonight is the yard site of the Ben La'ashri, Yud Gimel Teves. So today's shir is sponsored by Mrs. Yudis Nathan, in memory of her nephew, Mori Horowitz, Mordechai Yisrael Ben Zev Halevi. This is Neshama Shav and Aliyah, Biomeos Yosher for the whole Mishpacha, Arbias, Goyal Tzedek. Okay, so we begin with the Divrei Torah from the Elevate Your Shabbos table. First, the amazing revelation of Reb Tzvi Fromer at Meron in 1935. The Pasuk says regarding the bracha to Naftali, Naftali, Ayala, Shelucha, Hanoisein, Imre Shafer. Naftali is a swift heart who gives good tidings. Says the Targum, V'achsanta tehe me'avda, Ma'avda Perin, Yehoin Moidin Mavarchan Aleihem. His land will produce good fruits and he will thank Hashem for them. The question is, this is a question of Tzvi Fromer had when he was in Meron in 1935. Asked Tzvi Fromer, how could the Targum say that Naftali will thank Hashem for the fruits, but this is a translation of a pasuk in the Chumash, which means that the pasuk is saying that Naftali will thank Hashem for the fruits. How could the pasuk say that Naftali will thank Hashem for the fruits and make a bracha on them? He's moedin u'mevarchin aleihem. We know brachas are only derabbanon, so how could the pasuk be referencing brachas? Brachas are not deraisa, brachas are derabbanon. So how could the pasuk be saying Naftali would be mevarich on the fruits? This was the question of the Kuzhik Lover Goin, quoting Shalsa Chivas Eretz Tzvi, Tzimin Chav Zayin. And he answers as follows, that the land of Naftali encompasses the north of Eretz Yisrael, which includes the city of Meron. Now who's the Mar Da'asra of Meron? The Rajbi, or Shem Bar Yechai. Now the position of the Rajbi in the Zohar is that brachos are the Eraisa. So even though we pass on like Talmud Bavli that brachos are the Rabbana, nevertheless in Meron, who the Rav in Meron was, the Rajbi, he paskins that brachos are doiraisa, hence the pasuk could say, Naftali ayala shulcha, he will produce fruits, and he will thank Hashem for the fruits, l'shitase of the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, now, the pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef that his children would subdivide, and they would be two different shvatim, Ephraim u'Menashe, Keruvein v'Shimon Yili. So the pasuk says, "Ve'ata shnei vanecha hanoyladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, ad boye elecha Mitzrayim alihem Ephraim u'Menashe." So there's an amazing tradition, because if you look in Yechezkel, the pasuk says, "Shar Yosef echad," the gate of Yosef will be one. Which Tosfos explains that this means that Ephraim u'Menashe, which are now two different shvatim, in the future there will be one shevet. Question is, the Torah says explicitly that they're two separate shvatim. How could the Navi Yechezkel change that? We know a Navi Rashoi L'chadesh Davar. So says the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hudner, that he heard from an elder in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who quoted Rabbi Zalman of Volozhin, that the Pasuk itself indicates that the split of Ephraim and Menashe is only temporary, is not a permanent split. That's why the Pasuk says, V'ata, and now, Shnei Bonecha, Noyodim Lecha, Mitzrayim Aliheim. Now they're considered two different shvatim, but the time will come, and therefore the Navi Yechezkel is not arguing on the Pasuk. Navi Yechezkel is merely telling us the proper interpretation of the Pasuk. Okay, Chazal tell us in Shoiftim, don't turn away from what the rabbis tell you, not to the right and not to the left. Rashi says, even if they tell you the right is left and the left is right, you should listen to the rabbis. Why do Chazal say, even if the rabbis say the right is left and the left is right, why do they say, even if they say day is night and night is day, even if they say peanut butter is jelly and jelly is peanut butter, you still have to listen to them. Why right and left? So this is brought in the Sefer Aryan Tlisai, that based on the Medrash in Parshas Nasai, the Medrash says that God Himself listens to the Chachamim. So when the Nesiim bring the Karbanos, Ephraim brings before Menashe, because Yaakov Avinu put Ephraim before Menashe. So what's the basis that we listen to the Chachamim, that even God listens to the Chachamim, that Ephraim goes before Menashe? How did Yaakov signify Ephraim goes before Menashe? Because he put his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. So therefore, since the makar of listening to the Chachamim is even when they tell you the right is the left and the left is the right, that is why Chazal say, Afilu oimer lecha al yamin, shu smile ve'al smile shehu yamin. Okay, so we now go to the Divrei Torah of the Ben La'ashri. Let me see if I could bring this up. And what's very interesting is, and what's very important is, tonight is the yahrzeit of the Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik of Ranana. So Baruch Hashem, last year in Parshas Vayigash, in Parshas Vayichi, we covered almost the whole Parsha in our first sheet. So this week, we only have we had a late-breaking time slot, so I figured I'll share something today. So we have two Divrei Torah from the Ben La'ashri, and then I'll tell you something for the yahrzeit. Okay, so the pasuk says, "Vayimayin yadati bni yadati." Chazal say that what Yaakov Avinu was saying is, if matters that you didn't know about, I knew about; matters that you know about, certainly I know about it. So the question is, what's Yaakov saying that he knows about revelations that only Yosef knows about? What kind of revelation here? That Menashe is the Bechor? Is that a revelation? Is that something very startling? Is that really news? Yaakov, 17 years in Mitzrayim, you don't think he knew Menashe was the Bechor? So you could say as follows. When Yaakov saw the Bnei Yosef, he wanted to give them a bracha, and the Shechina left because he saw Yeravim and Achav are going to come out of Ephraim, and Yehu is going to come out of Menashe. So if when Yaakov saw this, he wanted to advance a remedy. Now we know, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Therefore Yaakov put his right hand, the right hand is the hand of Torah. The Torah was given in the right hand. Shenemar, Miminoi, Eish, Das, Lama. He put it on Ephraim, and through that he was able to infuse Torah into Ephraim, and thereby infuse it into Yeravam itself. As we know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Torah of Yeravam has no doifi, has no imperfection. And through this, that strengthened Yeravam, that he didn't go lost completely. So Yosef said, no, this is not a good idea, because if you're going to make Yeravam a Talmid Chacham, he's going to influence people, even great people will follow him and veer off after him. And in fact, Achia HaShiloini followed Yeravam. So the Machlokes Yosef and Yaakov was not who's the Bechor, but the question is regarding Ruchnius. Is this a good idea to be infusing so much kayach into Yeravam? And Yaakov said, no, I know more than you think. Because even though maybe on the outside it looks like Yeravam won't go to Olam Haba, but I know the final drasha of Chazal, that ultimately Yeravam will get in through the Torah that I put on him by putting my right hand on Ephraim. So the Machloikis Yosef and Yaakov was, Yosef says, this is a good idea, you're fusing so much Torah into Yeravam, this is not good, he's going to cause people to veer off. And Yaakov said, no, yadati bini yadati, I know exactly what I'm doing. If not for this, then he would be veer off completely, he would never get into Olam Haba, and by me infusing him with Torah, at least he was able to get in. Okay. Now, one more. Remez, ve'es shakai vivarchaka. Ve'es shakai vivarchaka means as follows, that the wealth that I'm going to give Yosef will not be what is called wealth that is preserved for its owner for his downfall. Like the pasuk says, V'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem. Therefore, Hashem says, I'm going to give you the bracha with the words shakai. That what? That even in the bracha, that you'll be wealthy and malei kol tov, it will be through humility. Why? Why does shakai engender humility? The Shem Yishmol says that David, Yaakov, the name Shmuel, David, and Yaakov, these three names were all called, they're all humble. They're all katan. Shmuel was called Shmuel HaKatan. David called himself Katan. Yaakov, they were all humble. So, therefore, through the name Shakai, Shmuel, David, and Yaakov, their bracha will come, and this will keep them on the straight and the narrow, and this will keep them humble. One more remez, the Ben La'ashri says, Yisachar Chamor Garem is Gematria Avram, 243. So we could say, based on what Chazal say, at first he was a father for Aram, and then he was Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha to the whole world. Now Yisachar is a Shevet of Torah, like it says, Mei Yisachar Yadei Abino Le'itim. So Yisachar is only for Klal Yisrael, and not to the nations of the world. Therefore his Gematria is Dafka Avram, only Lashon Yachid, but not Av Hamoin Goyim, because when it comes to Torah, it's only Li Yisrael and not to any of the Ummah Yisraelam. As we mentioned, tonight is the yard site of the Ben La'ashri. And in the Sefer Ele B'Tamar, on page Samaches, he brings that Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman spoke many times about the Tzaddik Ranana, and he heard from very reliable sources about the Tzaddik of Ranana, and that when Rav Huberman was once asked about a very complex subject, he said, look, I'm going to be a tzaddik at a bris, and I'll ask Eliyahu Hanavi. So this was a common refrain of the Tzaddik Ranana, that he would converse with Eliyahu and he would be a tzaddik at a bris. And Rav Aaron Leib Steinman said, he doesn't know why the Tzaddik Ranana was zoicha to this. It could be because of his great hasmada, and also he was not nene me'olam hazeh at all. I know that in some of the letters he wrote to my grandfather, he writes he cannot afford to purchase a new talis katan. And in the letters that he wrote literally on every available space on the envelope itself was the letter. So he lived in tremendous dachkos. The Ger Rebbe would go watch and observe his hanhogas chasidos. So tonight is his yard site. Chusa Yagen Alein Va'al Kol Yisrael. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you Be'ez Hashem Monday. Kol Tov. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.